This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. You've heard of a megawatt, a unit of electricity that represents a million watts, or in other words, enough electricity to power about 1,000 homes. But you may not have heard of the negawatt. That's nega with an N. The negawatt is a term used to describe what happens when people or industries are paid to reduce their need for electricity. That, in turn, reduces strain on the grid and, in theory, is a good idea to those who want to save the environment. Joining me now to talk about the negawatt is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. Welcome, David.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so this negawatt sounds like a great money-making idea for me, David. If I need a few bucks, all I got to do is promise to not run my dryer at night and someone will write me a check.
Well, unfortunately, that's not quite the way it works. Although sort of vaguely, kind of it is. And first of all, it's not a residential thing. You and I as normal human beings cannot participate. This is for companies. And it's not just that, you know, they promise to do things. There's follow up to make sure that they're actually reducing their load and in good ways. So, for example, if you're a company that's planning to move your factory over to China, you can't say, okay, I moved my factory over to China and now I'm using less electricity, so pay me. So that wouldn't work. So there are some standards. So I encountered this idea, as I mentioned in my Monitor column, while looking at the annual winter report, that ISO New England, which is sort of the organization that oversees the power grid in the six New England states, it puts out a winter reliability report saying, well, we have enough power to put out this amount of electricity, and we expect the demand to be so-and-so, and so we should be okay. But as part of the report, they listed slightly over 1,600 megawatts, with an M, of energy efficiency measures. And I kind of knew this existed, but I hadn't really thought about it before. But why are you measuring energy efficiency along with energy production? And this is actually something that grids are starting to do, and rightly so, because we're a capitalist society and we are incentivized, to use that horrible word, we're incentivized by money. And so if you don't put money on the energy efficiency, it's really not going to happen. So this is a way to ensure that there's enough energy efficiency in that you don't need more energy production. So basically what happens is there's what's called a capacity auction, which everybody bids their future capacity. They have the capacity to produce electricity to make sure there's enough power on to meet our needs in wintertime. And this is actually bid 3 years in advance because it takes a long time to build a power plant. Well, you can also bid in energy efficiency now. So a company says, I promise under these rules that I will use X amount less electricity in 3 years. And they will be paid for that promise.
By whom? Who pays?
It comes out indirectly through our power rates.
Okay.
So you and I pay. Everybody pays, as we pay to build power lines, as we pay to build indirectly and through complicated processes to pay to build power plants and all that. Now we're paying to use less.
So essentially there are 1,600 megawatts worth of savings, these negawatts. That's 1.6 million homes, right? Roughly?
Roughly. I mean, that 1,000 home metric is a little iffy because it confuses power and energy to a certain extent. The way I like to think of it, as I mentioned, if you add energy efficiency and also a related thing called demand response, which is the same idea, companies promise to use less, but they promise to use less on demand. So there'll be a company that signs up for a demand response. There's about 600 megawatts of that, which says, I'm going to normally be running my factory, but if you all of a sudden call me up and say, oh my gosh, we have a problem, I promise to ramp back. And so they've bid those in. So if you add up the energy efficiency, which happens all the time, and the demand response, which happens on demand, you get about 2,250 megawatts, which is 1.8 Seabrooks. That's the unit of measure I like, the equivalent of the amount of electricity put out by Seabrook Power Plant 1.8 times. So it's like if there were 1.8 more Seabrook stations out that would be meeting all this need that now they don't need to meet.
So it's a good thing because you save all that money in not having to build 1.8 more Seabrooks.
That's and the power lines to serve them and all that. It's certainly a good thing. That's the whole idea. Well, that's one of the ideas, along with environmental reasons, behind this is to indirectly save money, even though we're spending money for these negawatts.
So in a way, this is kind of similar to what happens in agriculture sometimes when farmers are paid to not produce crops because doing so would, you know, dilute the value of the crops in the market, and they may not make it to market because they aren't purchased because there's too much.
That's a reasonable parallel. I mean, the economic forces behind it are somewhat different, as you mentioned. But yeah, I mean, so it's a long established tradition in agriculture, is you have, you know, farmers who will make money to do nothing for on certain fields, and now you're having sort of companies that can make money to do nothing to a certain extent, in the sense of to not use electricity. And it's interesting that the electric system, which for 100 years has been built to, you know, create more electrons and send more electrons out and send more electrons into your house, and you can use more electrons and you'll pay me for those electrons. It's being revamped so that part of what it's paying for is to not use electrons, which is...
So do you see the negawatt being more widely used in the coming years?
It seems like it's a great idea. I mean, obviously, you can't go it forever. I mean, you can't turn off all the power and pay people to use no electricity whatsoever. We need electricity, so it has its limits. But the idea of giving a monetary value to efficiency, to being efficient, is important and is a struggle. But we need to do it if we're going to, well, frankly, be efficient. Waste not, want not. And to a certain extent, you need to be paid and to waste not, want not.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who will not reduce his geekiness output, no matter how much you pay him, at graniteGeek.org.